I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
So, Jill, one of the things that I loved about one of the sections of your book, I thought really hit me, was this little circle. I'm going to call it a wheel, for lack of a better term, where you talk about who it's okay to kind of complain to, or who it's okay to just unleash your feelings to when you're having a hard time as the caregiver to someone who's in pain. And I want you to talk a little bit more about that, because sometimes we do need to kind of unleash our feelings or vent a little bit on the frustration or the sadness that we're feeling. And we shouldn't be doing that to the person who's suffering, correct?
Correct. There were moments where I think people would turn to Kara and kind of say, this is really hard. It's hard for me to see you suffer. And the point of this graph or wheel or whatever you want to call it is you really want to comfort in. So I always wanted to be a comfort to Kara. I did not want to complain to her about her suffering being hard on me. But the truth was, it was hard to see her suffer. So then I would turn out to an outer circle. So like Kara would be in the middle of the circle, and then I'd maybe be a ring out or something like that. Family would be the closest to her. And then I would turn out to a group of girlfriends that I had that were kind of from a different world or outside of my Kara circle. And I could dump out to them when it was a tough day. I'm so sad. It hurts to see her in pain. And, you know, it's just painful. It saved me. I mean, I don't know how many times this has saved me. There was this one moment, I talk about it in the book, where Kara's husband, Jason, was in the parking lot and at school, and he looked worn or tired or whatever it was and just sad. And I was about to say, this is so hard on all of us. And I stopped myself because of this, and I thought, no, this is hard on him. Hmm. This is Kara's husband. He is the closest. I don't even count in this moment. And I said, this is so hard on you, and I'm sorry, or something like that. I just was so thankful for that. I mean, I know I would have been forgiven in that moment, and life would have gone on, but it was just, it really saved me.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.